When the Panama Papers were released earlier this month, the world was rocked by the biggest data leak in history. The leak showed a trail of tax avoidance by big business and the wealthiest 1% of people throughout the world. But the Panama Papers are just one piece of a much bigger story about multinational corporations and the steps they take to minimise their tax. In fact, the Tax Justice Network estimates there is as much as $32 trillion, that's a lot of money, stashed in tax havens all around the world. Closer to home in Australia, a new report from GetUp shows 76 of Australia's biggest companies are paying just half the corporate tax rate. This means $5.4 billion in potential tax revenue was lost from the same companies shifting profits offshore. Andrew Barclay has more.
Technically legal, morally bankrupt. That's how GetUp, an independent advocacy organisation, described their recent report that showed many Australian companies pay just 16.2% tax, half Australia's official corporate tax rate of 30%. Danny Fadul is a senior campaigner at GetUp and says these companies are exploiting weaknesses and loopholes in national tax laws to shirk their tax responsibilities.
Well, let's be clear, this is an outrage. People should be really angry about this. Not only is it a situation where an average nurse or a teacher or a building worker is paying something like 24% of their income in tax, but even worse than that, when these companies aren't paying the tax that they should, it's our local schools and our local hospital that are missing out on the revenue they desperately need to provide the great service that we all rely on.
Of the 76 companies the report looked into, it found they were able to reduce their tax bill by $5.36 billion. Here's Danny again.
Not just that, that's just from 76 companies. Like, you know, the reason why we only looked at 76 of these companies is because GetUp members had to fund the research, which meant that we had to pay for the reports from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission to look at the filings from those 76 companies. You know, imagine if we actually had massive resources, or better yet, if we had a situation where there could be a thorough review of all of these companies and how much tax that they paid versus how much tax they should be paying.
Dr. Mark Zernzak from the Tax Justice Network says much of this behaviour is actually legal.
Some of this is certainly tax dodging activities, and that would include particularly things like artificially loading up their Australian subsidiaries with debt here. But I do need to point out, for some of these companies, they will have paid a lower effective tax rate because they have deductions they're allowed to claim. So whether that's their research and development costs or that they have losses from previous years, you know, there are things that companies should be able to claim as deductions from their tax and therefore pay a lower tax rate. That's understandable, but there is certainly evidence of tax dodging going on among companies as well.
The report shows the average tax rate of a worker in the construction industry or a nurse pays 24% tax, meaning corporations are paying a lower effective tax rate than many Australian workers. Dr. Zernzak says the community is understandably frustrated.
Oh, look, the public are outraged at wealthy individuals and companies that are tax dodgers. I mean, particularly for these very large corporations making lots of money, for them to be dodging the taxes they should be paying here while other hardworking people are paying the taxes they should and are, you know, happy to do so, to have a good society with all the services and supports we need. And a nurse is a good example of, you know, having a good health system. I think people are rightly outraged at the dodgers and their ability to get away with this at the moment in some cases.
Professor Kerry Saddick from the Queensland University of Technology agrees. She says the community is right to question the comparatively low effective rate of tax paid by corporations.
We need to ask whether it can actually be justified and it is fair. You know, is it fair that companies get various concessions, etc.? And I'm guessing the listeners would suggest that it's not.
She says what's often lost in the debate is the difference between a low corporate tax rate and shirking of tax responsibilities.
And I think we need to distinguish between a low corporate tax rate, which is potentially using domestic rules, and then international tax avoidance or using overseas strategies, because we're probably not even seeing those amounts included in total income. So that's actually quite a hidden problem.
Dr. Zernzak says what's needed to solve the problem is international cooperation. alongside transparency and accountability within Australia on behalf of the government and corporations.
Transparency is certainly one of the keys we want to see as well. Our government has very commendably joined a system where large multinational corporations will be forced to report their financial affairs broken down on a country-by-country basis. But at the moment, that will only be shared behind closed doors with tax authorities. We think those reports need to be made public because that way all of us can see whether companies are paying the taxes they should based on where they're doing business.
Danny from GetUp says the community opposition to tax minimisation will be a factor in the upcoming federal election, widely tipped for July 2nd.
But let's be clear, this has been a problem going on for a long, long time. And ultimately, what will make government and, let's be clear, politicians of all political persuasions move on this will be if community anger says that this stuff is unacceptable. And ultimately, the government and all politicians should be put on notice that effective action isn't being taken on corporate tax dodging. There's an election coming up and the community will make sure that their voice is felt there.
So, will we see any measures in the upcoming federal budget? Dr. Zernzak says he is hopeful.
The government may move on reducing the level that companies can claim interest-free payments to themselves as a tax deduction. So that is now, that has been out there in the media as a possible measure the government might move on in the coming budget. And I suspect we will see other measures. I think the governments and other political parties are going to feel pressure from the community to close these loopholes, to make multinational corporations more transparent and to reassure the community that companies operating here are paying the taxes they should be paying.
And, given currently there is an inquiry into tax avoidance and aggressive minimisation by corporations registered in Australia being held in Canberra, it's likely it's an issue that won't be going anywhere soon.
Andrew Barclay there in Ignat Report.